Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, sometimes spring cleaning goes beyond just cleaning the inside of the house. You ever wonder what to do with expired or unwanted pesticides? You, Commissioner Weathers, have an answer.
Well, we do. Consumer Protection Division at the department has been putting on these pesticide collections for probably 5 or 6 years now, a very useful service for what you just said, folks who stumble onto the fact that they have expired pesticides. I know of one case where a widow, her husband, died, and she didn't know what was in the barn. As a part of this, we helped that situation get that tended to, but it's a great service, and spring is when we kick it off for the year.
A lot of times, the pesticides that people want to bring you are no longer labeled. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's right. We will take products that are out of date or, as you said, been updated, that they cannot be used. Very few restrictions. A product, Rinsate, can't take fertilizer unless it's a part of a weed and feed thing combined with pesticides. So the pesticides are what we focus on. And again, the public has really responded over the numbers of collections we've done over the last few years, and we got some coming up.
Now, you do have an event coming up just really quickly in Lexington.
That's right, this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at White Knoll High School. And this is farmers or otherwise who have these products that want to get rid of them. No questions asked. We don't take names. We don't write down license numbers or anything. We just take the product, and our partner is a company named EcoFlow, and they deal with them for us.
All right, and then you have another one coming up in the middle of May.
That's right. 2 weeks from this coming Saturday at the State Fairgrounds is Richland Recycles Day, and this is probably the third time, I think, that we have partnered with Richland County, and the last time I was out there, it was a pretty good line of cars to use those services. I think that's from 8 to 4, so folks want to get out early to get that done 2 weeks from Saturday.
Now, I think it's nice to point out here that this is a service for anybody, not just farmers.
That's correct. When we first began years ago, we limited to farmers because we collected so much in the early years. Now we have the ability to extend it beyond farmers and still use these days, as we pointed out, to provide the service for consumers as well.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.